You know, I hate to make that as an excuse. You know, I.
Hey, but you've never done
that before. My main goal is to stay healthy and complete a season. I think that's more of an accomplishment than anything. But, you know, three surgeries in 9 months takes a toll on you. You know, even though it was my two of my hand injuries and I had an ab injury, you know, you're limited to what you can do. And, you know, in this game and in this sport, you know, your off-field workouts are just as important.
No question.
You know, they're just as important as what you do in the season. And, you know, I kind of learned that the hard way. And, you know, I'm, you know, actually glad I went through it because, you know, you don't learn from things until you go through them. You know, you learn the hard way.
How many pounds would you say you put on?
I think I ended the season at like 194. I'm at, I usually weigh in between 215 and 218 now.
Oh, no kidding. Wow. So you were down at 194. Wow, interesting.
Yeah, I was, and you know, I wasn't too happy about it because I know you know, you can ask CD Jonesy, these guys, strength goes takes you a long way in this game.
Especially the end of the year, right? That's when you really, that reserve strength is what you got to rely on, right? That,
yeah,
that whole,
you know, towards,
that whole fitness thing.
Towards the end of the year, you know, even if you have your strength, it's a grind, and you know, to try and finish the year out, you know, where you're not. Where you're not at, you know, where you want to be, it makes it tough because you're out there making adjustments, and you know, I felt like I was making adjustments that weren't necessarily adjustments that I needed to make, but due to my strength, you know, I had to do what I do to, you know, be successful.
You guys still have a very good team, don't you? I mean, you look at on paper and off paper. On paper, the guys are still here. Off paper, on the field, you've had success at this, and I sense a lot of confidence from this team going into this season. Regardless if you pick up another pitcher or not that Buck and Dan said you might get. Right?
You know, I love our team. I don't know. There's a lot of people out there upset about the moves that we aren't making. And, you know, you look at our lineup, you know, how many teams in baseball can bring back a core of guys like we have? And, you know, I think that's the main thing that GMs and teams do is try to get that core and then you fill in the pieces around it. And, you know, we got the core. I think we got more than a core with our team. And, you know, it's just a matter of filling in bits and pieces here and there. You know, we have some big holes that still need to be filled, but, you know, I have confidence in this team and organization to get it done. And, you know, it's just a matter of time. And, you know, even if it doesn't get done, we still have a list of guys that we can fall back on.
Yeah.
And that's a, you know, that's a risk you take, but, you know, I like it. It's a good risk.
Nick, you live pretty close to A.J. Burnett. He's a free agent. He said to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette this week that he wants to pitch. It doesn't have to be for the Pirates. Have you talked to him at all?
No, not as of recently. You know, I have run into him a couple times, you know, just around the neighborhood and stuff. But, you know, he's a calm, cool, and collective guy. He's,
really?
You know, laid back, you know, his tattoos and
everything. Kind of like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, more than Casey.
Would he be a good fit?
Awesome fit. I hope we do get him. He's an awesome guy, and I will hopefully reach out to him and tell him that I will pick him up every day. If
he That's being a teammate. Speaking of which, you heard about the Manny Machado, Adam Jones flight back to California. Did you hear about that?
Mm-mm.
Manny got an appointment yesterday in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
with his doctor, and he was trying to figure out a way to get back here for FanFest. Jonesy was out there with Audie and on a private plane coming home, said, "Hey, man, if you can get up here, we'll pick you up and fly you back." So that's how he got back.
Very
that's
nice.
Being a teammate, right?
Very nice of Adam, isn't it?
It's nice of a private jet.
Extremely nice. Yeah, that's what I want to know. Where did you get the private jet?
Yeah, not only being a good teammate, he saved Manny a lot of money.
Absolutely.
He did save Manny a lot of money.
Absolutely. Great
Manny's
going
to cut him a check.
That's
here,
the bottom line, being a teammate. But no, that's what teammates do, right? You help out somebody
Absolutely.
When you need
it. That's what we're here for.
You guys got a good core at that. You guys, I know Brian's gone and JJ's gone, two guys you actually cut your teeth with here. And I know that's going to be somewhat of an adjustment, but I know that's the business part of it. But you still have a lot of guys, Nick, that really care about each other on this team, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, like I said, I think we got better than a core. We got a lot of guys returning. And, you know, the cool thing about it is, you know, we're all fairly still pretty young. And, you know, we have a chance to be able to play together for a long time and do pretty good things in this city.
By the way, one interesting thing about A.J. Burnett, Millsy, I don't know if you know this. I know Casey does. When we used to do our Monday night Ravens show at Pibb's Pub, I'm like, who's this tatted up guy who's playing all the games with his kids? And it's Burnett coming to Timonium. You know, just wanted to be there. I know you're a big Ravens fan, but I would think that AJ would be the kind of guy, I know you understand this as well as anyone, who likes to be close to home. And it's nice to be able to drive home.
I'll tell you what would sway me as a pitcher. Gold glove center fielder, gold glove right fielder, gold glove shortstop, gold glove catcher, gold glove first baseman, nice. Even though he didn't get it, and a gold glove third baseman. I'm looking at the defense on this team. If I'm a pitcher and I'm thinking,
score some runs,
man,
too.
Man, if I've got an option, I'm going to play over there. I'm looking at the defense.
Sounds good to me.
Like it? Well, when you make that call, say this is what Keith Mills sportscaster on BAL said, you need to come here because of the defense. But no, seriously, your defense, Nick, I mean, you've seen it evolve. It's probably maybe one of the two or three best Orioles defensive teams I've ever seen. I've seen the last maybe 40 of them. And it's got to be a pleasure to play out there with a defense like this, right?
I say it was the best defense in Oriole.
It could be.
Uniform. You know, it was pretty amazing watching some of these guys do the things that they do. And I'm kind of disappointed I didn't get a chance to play behind Manny over there at third, because watching him make some of them plays from the outfield had to have been pretty rewarding. I'm sure Nate got a lot of good views from over there. And
did you shake your head sometimes? That's the greatest third base I've ever seen play, including Brooksy. Did you shake your head sometimes and say, whoa, how did he do that?
After the replays, because it's hard to tell from my angle over there of his range. And, you know, I have an idea of the range that he has, and to get to some of the balls that he gets to is just, you know, you can't even – there's no words to describe it. He's just very talented young man.
Yes, indeed.
Last question.
He's very humble, it seems, and wants to continue to get better, man. That's pretty cool.
That leadoff spot's wide open. Would you want to be there, middle of the order, like you're more accustomed to? Two spot, does it matter at all?
You know, I tell a lot of people all the time, and, you know, it'd be like CD hitting 8-hole. Do you think they're going to pitch to him in the 8-hole different as it in the 5-hole? Absolutely not. You know, once you get to a point in your career, you know, pitchers, teams, they get an idea of, you know, your weaknesses and your strengths. And, you know, to me, it doesn't really matter where I bat in the lineup. You know, in the 1-hole, the one good thing is, you know, I like to swing at first pitch of the game. I like to come out swinging. And but that always doesn't work out because, you know, people adjust you, and then you start seeing breaking balls to start the game. And but, you know, to me, it doesn't really matter where. As long as, you know, as long as you're in there trying to help, you know, the team win, that's all that really matters.
I want to embarrass this guy a little bit, because a few years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago, he made a commitment to the city. He was the first Oriole to live here in the off season, lives year-round with his wife, Christine, and 3 boys. They just had another boy at the end of last year, and he didn't have to. And I think personally, and Buck and I have talked about this, that Nick putting anchor down here really helped how the Orioles are perceived right now around baseball in terms of free agents. Said, hey, man, if Nick Markakis could do it, and now if Adam Jones can stay here, I can be here as well. And I think that has been a huge part. You didn't have to do that, and I don't want to embarrass you, but you didn't have to stay here. You did. And you made Baltimore your home. Your kids are being raised here, and I know that's a big deal to you, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I think in baseball, you know, there's a lot of come and goes, and to be able to stay with one organization, the organization that drafted you, I think, you know, that alone stands by itself over anything. To be able to spend your career, your whole career in one place, you know, is a pretty good honor. And, you know, we love it here. We fell in love with it. I fell in love with it, you know, the first time I played in Camden Yards. And, you know, I think Camden Yards is the best ballpark in baseball. I love it. I love everything about it. I love the fans. You know, you saw what playoff ball was like here.
Incredible, man, incredible.
That's why it killed me not to be part of it, because I know, you know, ultimately what we're doing is for these people right here.